Okay, let's talk about the big O, listeners. Obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. RO Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row helps handle all of the insurance paperwork to help get the medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up from the comfort of your own home. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. It's Sunday night.
This is coming out Monday.
Tomorrow, not even 12 hours away.
Yep.
We already recorded the episode when I was in the Havasu, but it's not relevant this like first, 7 minutes because I have lots to tell you.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear. Let's get to it.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell you what I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
Rosé all day.
Rosé all day. All right.
I came home and opened a drink. I usually do not do that. But
no, you do not.
I didn't drink a lot this weekend. So
Good on you.
You know, I'll do it right now. What are you drinking, Gretchy? White wine in bed by 9?
I just drank 2 glasses of wine to celebrate my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to me. And now I am not drinking anything. I'm quenched.
Well, congratulations on being
thank
married.
Thank you. Thank you.
For so effing long.
So effing long. Yeah.
So I got to Havasu on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday, I'm driving around and I got flipped off.
Oh, again. Yeah. You got a knack for that. What caused the flipping?
Well, I needed to turn on the main street, McCulloch. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I put my blinker on. I wait for one car to go. And I'm like, well, I'm getting really close. I got to get over. Got over. Got flipped off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then we're out on the lake. Usually everybody waves when they go by. They don't, try to run over your kid. Everybody's very friendly, especially during the very beginning of COVID. Didn't you think everybody was like super friendly? Like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, at the grocery store, even with masks.
I don't think they got that memo in Orange County. People are pretty entitled in my hood. I thought people were extra bitch.
I think they're extra bitch now. I think everybody is fucking over being nice. So everybody just wants to flip you off and they're angry.
Yeah.
They're angry elves all over the place now.
Oh, God. I hate those angry elves.
So I think the world has lost it. Now, not for me to take over this whole thing. So we get to our new rental house because we have my whole family over. And by the way, they got COVID tests before they came. So no hate. All right.
Okay.
Colton hurts himself in the swimming pool.
That kid.
The neighbor behind us, no freaking joke, starts yelling. And this is at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell your kid to shut up. Over and over. Can you believe this?
And he was hurting? That's horrible.
He was crying because he hurt himself in the pool. And I went over there like Mama Bear, like, don't you even, you lady, right? So yeah. I go over to look and I'm like, is she really yelling at my kid to stop crying? That hurt himself?
Yeah.
It's like extra, like way too extra. So I go over there and she is like screaming. I don't even think she sees me, even though I'm standing right there. And then I thought to myself, like, I don't want any trouble, like real trouble.
Yeah.
People are a little crazy right now. So I just kind of looked. She never saw me. She then called the landlord on us to complain.
That your kid hurt itself.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, she's a peach.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I would have done? And I've done stuff like this.
Yeah, tell me.
I mean, I didn't have the phrase Karen, but what I would have done is sent her like on a beautiful piece of stationery, like a thank you note for being such a sweet, kind, understanding neighbor, but addressed it to Karen.
Oh my God. Why didn't I call you XO. And tell you this?
Yeah, you should have. I would have told you that. Yeah. I left someone a note one time that called the hotel. Like we were on the floor above them and I had triplets basically. They were all under two and I gave them a bath. And it was like 6 o'clock in the evening and they like called and complained.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah.
I can't with that.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done that.
We're not doing anything. They're taking a bath. My kids are allowed to take a bath.
You know what? We have listeners named Karen, so I'm sorry that that name has like been that. Very and then sorry. Also we have listeners named Chrissy, and I know one of them doesn't care. She thinks it's really funny, but, you know, it's not really. Like, I actually like the name Chrissy, but I just want to apologize in advance for the Karens and the Chrissys out there.
100%.
Okay. Another thing my kid did this weekend that was so fucking funny, dude. So Colton, my little one that always is throwing up and getting hurt, he and my middle one get in a fight like they always do. And the middle one goes inside. And so Colton's like, Mom, come here. I got to tell you something. He's like serious face. He's like, Mom, I want you to adopt out Caden. I really don't want an older brother anymore. I just want a younger brother.
Yeah.
It's like serious. And I was like, I didn't know. I was like laughing and crying at the same time because I think it's so sad that he like said that, but so freaking funny. I was like, okay.
I actually am pretty impressed because my kids have said shit like that many times. Many times I've heard, I don't want a sister anymore. Wyatt has packed his bags.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That kind of happens on the regular. They like oust each other.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Yeah, so I think actually you get like mom points that it took you, you know, whatever.
Almost seven years.
7 years. Yeah. To get to this point.
Okay. Well, good. I was feeling real bad. I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't even tell anybody. I was like laughing, But then tears were streaming down my face when I was like trying to tell my uncle. But okay, so I'm good.
Hey, listen, I want to get to the crime, but you know what I don't want to forget to mention?
What?
Well, for one, we got to over 1,000 listeners in our, or 1,000 people belonging to our group.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So please join the private group. And we launched a new line of merch that is super cute. That's only going to be available for 2 more weeks through bonfire.com. So
you guys
check it out. We have a link to it on all our stuff.
I will try to also, I'll link it on Instagram. If you guys don't follow us on Instagram or Facebook, then email us at housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com and I'll send you the link. But it is so cute. I ordered all of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to sport it.
And listen, we're really into the sweatshirts and I'm going to cut the neck out. I'm a professional neck cutter outer, and join our group so I can give you a tutorial.
She's going to do a video tutorial.
Okay.
And one extra shout out I have to give this week, because my dad, you know, he loves listening to us. So I got to give a little shout out to my dad, because he drives a truck across America. And so I'm sure he's going to enjoy this episode coming up.
He's going to be listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody, look at our merch. It's only available for like a week and a half.
It's all cozy. And y'all don't have anywhere to go because there's no school.
Oh, God.
And that probably means there's no work. So let's get it.
I literally cried this weekend finding out. Gretchen was a little better than me. I had tears. Gretchen didn't have tears. I don't know if I've ever seen you cry, actually.
You don't?
Have I?
I'm sure you have.
Not very often.
You're not
a crier. I'm not a crier either, though.
No, you're not.
All right. So let's get to this story. This story, it's an interesting and somewhat sad and crazy story. So I'm going to tell you it now.
Tell me.
Okay. This week, I'm going to tell you a story about a girl named Lorena. Lorena Gallo.
Not Lorena Bobbitt. Did she Bobbitt?
I don't know. She did something.
She did something.
Yes.
Okay.
So Lorena was born in Ecuador in 1970, but grew up in Venezuela.
Okay.
With a very conservative Catholic family. Lorena always had a dream of coming to America. And you know what? Her mother had that dream for her too. It's the land of opportunity, for goodness sakes.
Shoot.
I don't know about these days, but
no, right now you can't even leave your house. There's no opportunity.
Right. So after graduating high school, Lorena applied for a student visa to America and she got it. In 1987, she moved to Virginia to attend college and live out her dream. She lived with a family friend. Their names were the Castros. The Castro family was very much like her family, religious, strict, took care of Lorena as they would their own daughter. She was only 18, right?
Okay.
So once living with the family, Lorena starts going out with the girls and meeting people. Even with her very broken English, she tried to like really mainstream herself. She became a nanny for a beautiful single mother named Jana, who owned a nail shop in town. Actually, she owned a couple nail shops. And Jana liked Lorena. She even offered her to train her to do nails. So on top of going to school at 18 years old, Lorena was doing nails and being a nanny. So she was pretty busy.
Okay.
She also liked going out. I mean, who doesn't, right? So
I don't.
That's true. But at 18, I think you did.
Yeah, I probably did.
No, I know you did. I was with you.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, at 18.
Well, Lorena liked going to the military clubs where the like military guys hung out.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been to one of those.
Yeah, because we didn't really live in that kind of town. So, but I think when you do, you probably go to those and there's some.
I'm very close to Camp Pendleton. I'm sure there's some bars in Oceanside and surrounding area that are mostly military.
100% now you are. So if you ever get divorced, you know where to go.
Oh my God. Can you imagine me married to a military guy?
No.
No, ain't nobody telling this train what to do. No.
No, I cannot. So one night she goes out with one of the Castro girls to this, you know, club that they frequented. And Lorena, you know, she's tiny. She has dark hair, dark eyes. She's beautiful. Military men thought she was a real disco biscuit, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Especially this one guy named John. John was super handsome, very fit, of course, because he's military. Clean cut, blue eyes, and the sparks flew between these two. The Castro family, remember, they are super conservative, so they did not let Lorena date John without a chaperone.
Oh.
So she had to be escorted every time she went on a date with this guy, which is a little extra.
That is a little extra, but, you know, it's kind of like the Duggars. I'm sure you've never watched that show, but the rest of America has.
I have not.
Well, they're a very conservative family in Arkansas, if you will, and their children have to have a chaperone on all their dates.
Oh.
And some of them did not even kiss until they made it to the altar.
OMG.
Yeah.
Isn't there some like controversy with them too?
Yeah, we're not even going to get into it.
Okay. So, I mean,
you have 18 kids. There's bound to be a bad apple.
And maybe we don't need to be so strict. Okay. Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe kiss before the altar to make sure that you actually like the person.
You get it out of your system. Yeah, that was definitely the problem. He definitely did not get it out of his system.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So John and Lorena, they got it not on because they were chaperoned, but they were in love and they wanted to get married real quick, like 9 months quick. The Castro family, on the other hand, were like, I don't know about this guy. He's not very chivalrous. And he kind of is a mooch, but Lorena married him anyways. And her family, by the way, in Venezuela was super stoked. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's living the dream.
Wait, she's married in America. She married an American, right? They're like, now she's golden.
Yes, that's right.
College degree, married an American. You're set.
Set. Well, that's what you would think, but it didn't.
That's what you would think. We all watch 90 Day Fiancé, so we know that's not really how it works.
That's right.
Right. That's just their perception.
Well, and in this case, didn't take too long for John to show his true colors. John began screaming at Lorena for little things like buying a fake Christmas tree or making the wrong food. Or looking at somebody the wrong way. Lorena thought the behavior was totally out of the norm, but you see, Lorena never had a boyfriend before John. And she was a virgin when marrying him at the ripe old age of 19. So she's super naive.
Bummer.
She would ask her boss, Jana, the, you know, single mother who had already been married before, if the fighting and yelling was normal, and Jana confirmed that, yeah, it's normal to have fights between spouses, which is true, but to a degree.
To an extent.
Yeah.
To a degree. I mean, the fake Christmas tree. I mean, what's that beef about? That's crazy.
I know. He said that he always had real Christmas trees growing up, and she was like, but I'm from Venezuela, and it's, you know, summertime.
They're expensive. I have a fake tree. And then I buy one of those candles, those evergreen candles. So let me tell you, you don't miss a thing.
She's like, wait, I'm from Venezuela. It's summertime in Christmas.
And oh, so yeah.
We don't have the opportunity to go like cut down our own tree, John. So, you know, this is like a good, good time to like buy one and we have it for years. But yeah, he wasn't into that. So anyways, the months, years go by and John's yelling starts turning into pushing and then punching
and more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a problem.
John would drink and John would become very violent, even to a point where he would force Lorena to have sex with him. John actually...
That's called rape.
What?
I said that's called rape.
That is called rape, even if you're married.
Even if you're married, yeah.
John actually started liking violent sex more and more and forcing Lorena to have anal sex with him.
Ew.
Lorena, like, some people like it, Gretchen, okay?
I know some people like it, but I mean, nobody likes getting anything forced up your butt.
No, definitely not. I mean, there might be somebody like that, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. Most people probably don't.
Okay, you're trying to get in touch with your BDSM side again?
No, I am not. I am not. Not today. Lorena, like many women then, before, and still suffered in silence, being embarrassed of the abuse. But her abuse didn't go unnoticed. Lorena's friends and coworkers started noticing the bruises and her behavior changing at work. One of her friends from work actually witnessed John punch Lorena in the car on a trip they were taking. And even one of Lorena's nail clients noticed bruises on Lorena's arms when she kind of like pulled up her sleeves. Now, these fights also didn't totally go unnoticed because Lorena did call the police many times. The police reported to their home, and in the 1990s, like early 1990s, there was no protection against women. So the police would just show up at your door and see that there's a abused woman and ask her if she wants to leave the house. And then the woman is forced to leave.
Yeah, I feel like in the early 2000s, we had a friend who was getting...
abused?
Hit a lot. Yes, abused. Yeah. And there was nothing.
By the early 2000s, there was something. I think that we were just too young and dumb to figure that something out.
Well, she didn't care. I mean, she cared, but she would never leave.
You know what? It wasn't, I think it was at that time, it was just to married partners. It's changed throughout the years. And I'll get into that in a second. But
okay.
At this time, really, it was like almost a woman's fault. Like, oh, you need to leave, sweetie. And where are they going to stay? Guess where they stayed? In their cars. If they're lucky enough to have a car. You know, so Lorena, lucky enough to have a car, spent lots of time sleeping in her car and then showing back up to work.
Yeah.
And she doesn't speak English that well. I mean, could you even imagine? So although Lorena was experiencing abuse at the hand of John, she still managed to find herself pregnant. And, you know, I think that sometimes we find ourselves, or not we, but some people find themselves getting into situations like pregnancy because they think it's going to change the situation. Like, how could somebody not love me or hurt me if I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't stop John. John was like, what the fuck? I didn't want to get pregnant. We're only like 21 years old. Are you fucking out of your damn mind?
Yeah.
And he forced her to have an abortion, which you can only imagine. She's like the strict Catholic. Like,
yeah, same thing with our friend, actually.
I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
multiple times.
John was like a complete fuck of an asshole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We get that.
So was this guy. I'm getting all fired up about that.
I know. She's an immigrant. She's in her early 20s. And John knew how to take advantage of that situation. He threatened her multiple times about getting her visa taken away, getting her deported. And, you know, that's like her life's dream. Even though she got here on her own with a student visa, he would still threaten that he could figure out a way to, like, you know, get her thrown out of America.
Yeah. She was naive.
So as time went on, John's behavior got more aggressive, even to the point that he told his friends he liked forcing her to have anal sex and that it turned him on. I'm sure these friends were like, are you fucking weird?
Oh, God. Yeah.
But I don't think they knew like fully what was going on behind closed doors. And Lorena, she's coming to a breaking point and ready to leave John. She actually told John that she was going to leave him and filed for a restraining order on June 21st, 1993. You know, that's the day I got married, but not in 1993.
Right.
So upon filing this restraining order, the judge told Lorena, hey, you got to come back. My secretary's at lunch to actually get it done. And she was like, I have to work and I have school. I've got all this shit. So I can't come back for a couple days. And he's like, okay, we'll just come back by like, you know, Wednesday, 23rd. So she planned on returning to get it on the 23rd. But the night of the 22nd, John went out with his friend and roommate that was staying with them at the time. And according to John, he came home, fell asleep in a very deep sleep because he was tired. He was not drunk. And according to Lorena, John came home super wasted, wanted to have sex with her. And she was like, fuck, I'm leaving your ass. No way. So then he forces her to have sex with him before passing out. What story sounds more plausible to you?
What do you mean? Of course he forced her to have sex with him.
Okay. I just, you know, I think so too. But his story is that he just fell in this deep sleep.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. That did not happen, John.
Yeah. Well, this is...
You have a history. Yeah,
he does have a history. And this is when Lorena had enough. After the rape from her husband, Lorena went to the kitchen for some water and she sees a knife on the kitchen counter. She heads back to the bedroom where she pulls back the covers and cuts John's dick off.
Oh, so she did bob it. She bobbed it.
That's right.
I never knew all, you know, I never knew all this, though. I never knew the history. I just remember she cut the dick off.
I know. That's why I wanted to tell you the story, because I also did not know the history of this either. I always thought Lorena was just we were really young.
Like maybe he had an affair.
I thought he had an affair.
Yeah, I didn't think there was like, you know,
and I didn't know she was an immigrant and then barely spoke English. Like all this stuff that leads up to like this, you know, her staying with this abuser and whatnot, you know, being so scared and so young. Yeah. And we were so young, so, you know, we didn't get the full story again.
Yeah.
So this is the story of John and Lorena Bobbitt. You were right in the very beginning.
Well, listen, years of abuse can cause you to do some crazy things. This friend that we keep mentioning that was in this really abusive relationship that took a big toll on everyone that was friends with her, she ended up killing herself. That's why we're like, we were friends with this girl.
That's right.
So that, I mean, that's pretty drastic.
That's really drastic. And I think,
yeah.
And she did it in a way that was very, I think she made a point.
Yeah, she made a point.
Yeah. So at the time, Lorena cuts off John's dick. Lorena gets in her car. She's so out of her mind. She doesn't even know what to do, where to go, right? She's like, I got to go to the nail salon. That's like her.
Did he not wake up during the thing, like when she was doing it?
Dude, he didn't. Isn't that crazy? Don't you think he's got to be that drunk that he didn't fucking wake up right away?
Oh, yeah.
He says that he was in like the deepest sleep. I'm like, dude, nobody sleeps that
deep. And he says he wasn't drunk? Yeah. Oh, come on,
dude. Says he has two beers and two, what was he calling them? Like girly shots or something like that. B-52s or something like that. I think they're called.
Oh, God. So another reason not to like them.
So she's driving, right? She's going to the nail salon, which makes sense because that's like her one place where she feels safe. You know, she's out of his control. And she still got the penis in her hand while she's driving. And so she flings it out the window.
It's better than flushing it down the toilet, I suppose.
Oh, 100% it is, because yeah, they actually found it.
They did? Yes.
So she ditches it out the window.
Like, oh yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah. And she also still has the knife. So once she gets to the nail salon, she ditches the knife in the trash and she's like out of her mind, you know, and Jana, her friend and boss, and is like, we got to call 911. This is bad. So back at home, John finally wakes up out of his air quotes deep sleep, not knowing really what happened, but finally realizing he is castrated, and starts screaming, wakes up his friend, and gets himself to the hospital. Now, if you don't have a penis to pee out of, they have to, you know, sew you like kind of like a woman.
Oh my God.
So they're like, maybe we can find the dick somewhere. And Lorena, being a very nice person, she actually told them, like, hey, I threw it out by the 7-Eleven.
Well, so did he wake up and go, oh, I'm missing a dick. I think I know what might have happened to it. Maybe this chick cut it off.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know why she would do something like that, but maybe I know who would have motive to cut my dick off.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well, then that's kind of admitting that you done wrong. If you know, if you get your dick cut off and you know right away who did it, you've been doing that chick dirty.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Okay.
So miraculously, these firemen found the penis in the brush along.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
The freeway.
Fuck, bad day to be on the job.
Seriously.
Bad day. Dude.
Can you imagine? You're like, we're trying to find this guy's junk in all the junk along the freeway or the highway.
And I can't.
No, I screamed yesterday when I came across one of my kids' plastic spiders.
Yeah.
Like, no, 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 no.
So John got real lucky, by the way, to get his penis reattached. And they were able to reattach it with, like, function.
Really?
Yes.
Not even, like, a little crooked?
I'm not sure. But you probably could find out.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let you know in a minute how you can find out.
Oh, do tell. Okay.
So Lorena, on the other hand, gets taken to the station and interrogated for 14 straight hours without an attorney and without a translator.
Well, what is there to interrogate? She already told you she cut it off. I mean, it's like...
I don't know. But she's got real poor English and she's real embarrassed to talk about the anal rape that she's been encountering over and over. And in the 14 hours, there's one statement that she made that media and everyone involved held on to.
Okay.
And this is what she said. And this is how she said it. He always, always have orgasm and doesn't wait for me. Even to have orgasm. He is so selfish.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So they make her out to be this woman who's like,
yeah,
dude, this guy just like has sex and it doesn't like, you know, I want to have an orgasm too. But he doesn't give a shit about me.
Yeah, I can see how they sensationalize that.
But what I think she's saying is that he forces her. You know, but she doesn't know. I don't even think she knew the term rape, or maybe she did because she did have a pamphlet of it at her house. But, you know, I think that they needed to have a translator there.
Well, yeah. And she probably didn't really feel comfortable explaining that her husband raped her. I mean, that's something that I think you can only say, like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's yeah. only something that where people are accepting of that statement. I feel like. 20 years ago, it would be people would be like, look at you side-eyed, like, how can your husband rape you?
That's right. 100%.
And that's some bullshit, too, by the way, that they interrogated her for 14 hours. I'm sure she's like, hey, how come every time I called the police when he was like knocking my ass around, how many times did you hold him for 14 hours and ask him? What was never. That about, buddy?
Yeah, never. So... as you know, the media went crazy with this case because you know about it.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't even a murder and you know about it.
Yeah.
Right. So Lorena's name was flung through the mud. Every talk show host from Howard Stern to late night television talked about how Lorena bobbed it. Lorena Bobbitt bobbed it.
That is, I mean, how do you not run with that? With the last name Bobbitt. I mean, that's like, it's fate.
And listen, I saw a picture of it cut off.
Mm.
It is a little bob.
It is. Well, did you see it? Aroused bob or out of a cold pool bob?
I saw it right off the side of the road, bob.
Oh, no way. They took a picture of it. They weren't like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, OK, I got to get a picture of this before I like
God, it's
give
so
it back
gross.
To the person it belongs to. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. My. I can't believe they found it because it's, you know, it's like
it's tiny. It's a micro one
and it's pinkish color. So it's like it seems like it would look like the grass on the side, you know, that like dead grass on the side of the road. So what I remember all the jokes and all the talk shows and that stuff. But what I don't remember is hearing about how John abused Lorena. And what I also didn't realize is that John actually went on trial before Lorena for marital sexual abuse.
No way.
Mm-hmm, he did. You see, in Virginia, where she lived at the time, and probably most states during that time, they didn't see rape in marriage.
Right.
You couldn't actually be charged for rape in marriage unless you abuse the person so much that it impaired them permanently.
Yeah. You know, Priscilla Presley said Elvis raped her when they were married.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out with that. I mean, I don't think she talks about it now because she does all these like reunions at Graceland. She got a lot of shit for that in the 90s.
Yes. In the 90s, it was like, your husband is a rape you. And yeah. Guess what? Unless you're like a paraplegic from the rape that you just incurred, then it's not rape.
Yeah, it's lame.
It's bananas. I mean, I read this like whole act. I like almost fell off my freaking floor. So John was put on trial. And here's the deal also. The judge only allowed Lorena to bring in evidence from that date of the incident and 5 days prior. So she couldn't call any character witnesses. She could not bring any pictures of her bruised, battered self from anything prior than the 5 days, which there wasn't anything prior to the 5 days.
Right.
So, and not even any of the 911 calls were allowed in. I mean, this is like bananas to me.
Yeah.
They really set John up to win, I think. And also for spousal abuse, it is hard to bring in evidence. What kind of evidence? It's he said, she said, you know, like he rapes me. Oh no, she likes it up the ass, you know, like.
Yeah, that's rough.
So I will tell you that there's a lack of justice and that I'm sure many, many, many women probably listening to this know what it's like now and probably then. We didn't even have like the Violence Against Women Act until after this, and not even for same-sex couples until 2012, Gretchy.
Really?
Yeah. It had to be like a man and a woman married before that.
Oh, that's crap too.
We still really have work to do, by the way. So John, he's let off. He's acquitted. Because there's just not enough evidence to show that he abused her. And the jury believed him.
Okay, and what happened to her?
So Lorena's trial's coming up. Oh, and let me tell you, in John's trial, there was no media, no cameras allowed. But when it came to Lorena's trial, they were like, yeah, sure, let's fucking have our heyday.
Yeah.
Court TV was like all on it, and they allowed media and cameras into her courtroom for her entire trial. So now this poor woman has to go on trial in front of the nation and tell her most intimate, personal, and often embarrassing details of her life. And John seemed to bask in the media frenzy. Lorena was ashamed and horrified, and she's facing 20 years in prison for mutilating her husband.
He has that narcissistic personality. I can see where he's like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, kind of like, you know.
100%.
Liked it. Yeah.
So the prosecutors came to Lorena before the trial and offered her 4 months for a guilty plea.
Take it, Lorena.
You know what? Lorena did not take it.
She didn't.
No, because she did not want to lose the chance of becoming a citizen, and it would be considered a felony. So she was like, no, I'm going to trial. And once the cameras rolled and Lorena started to testify, women and men around the nation understood that Lorena was a victim of domestic violence. And guess what? They started coming to the courthouse to support her.
Oh.
She had a huge, for that time, following. I can only imagine what it would be like now, but like with the Me Too movement. But for then, I mean, it was pretty incredible, especially immigrants and people that understood where she was coming from
and the Hispanic culture all kind of gathered around her and would travel like hours just to be there, just to be like, we support you.
Yeah.
It's like pretty cool. So in her trial, she gets on the stand and she testified to all the abuse. And I think she did a great job. Her defense counsel called a lot of witnesses, John's friends that would testify that he told them that he liked getting off on forcing anal sex. Her neighbors who heard the violence and screaming and who even dropped off rape pamphlets to her.
Her boss, gosh.
Jana, and her coworker and even her clients got up on the stand to back Lorena. And when the jury went to deliberate, they came back with a verdict of not guilty due to temporary insanity.
Word.
So it was victory for her. And I'm sure she felt really good about it, but they did have to put her, because it's not like not guilty, acquitted. It's not guilty because you're insane. They did put her in a mental institute for 45 days. And after the 45 days, the doctors saw her fit and let her free.
Okay.
From that day forward, Lorena has worked on herself and has become an advocate for domestic violence victims. Now, let me tell you real quick. John has denied on the stand and to this day that he ever laid a hand on Lorena.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
So all that I just told you is all allegedly.
Okay, allegedly. Okay.
He claims that she tried to have sex with him that night and he was just too tired.
Oh, I love it when they turn it around like that.
Right? It's so fucking typical. I can't even stand it.
Yeah.
He says he fell into this deep, deep sleep. And when she was pissed because he wanted a divorce and didn't want to have sex with her, she cut his dick off.
Mm. Yep.
I think we all know that we don't have to think too hard about this one.
That's not how it happened. Okay.
So after the trials were over, both John and Lorena were free and found not guilty. John went off and did the media circuit, where he was loving the attention. And guess who loved him?
Who?
Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. Howard Stern was in his heyday. He was still on regular radio in the 90s.
And he glorified John, which if you listen to some of the tapes of Howard Stern, you want to fucking puke. And I know it's Howard Stern, right? So, like, he's shock jock. Men love him, whatever. But
well, I love him too now, but has he like evolved?
I think he's evolved, but he called Lorena ugly. And that for sure, she just wanted to have sex with him. I mean, the stuff that he said was just like, look, she's a battered woman and you're taking her abuser and making him feel real high on his fucking horse.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
At all. So John also starred in a porno, Gretchy. So if you want to see his little wee wee.
Tabitha, you better have watched it for research purposes. I've watched porn for this podcast for research purposes.
I did not.
You suck.
But you know what? I should watch this other one, because John then, he made two pornos. He made another porno after the industry paid for him to have a penis enlargement.
Oh. Because it really, Tabitha was not selling you short, John. It really was that small.
I don't know what it looked like after they
Of course you don't, because you didn't watch the movie.
I know, I should have watched it. Maybe I will. The second one, let me tell you, they botched the penis
enlargement job. And so it was called Frank and Weenie.
Oh my God. Botched.
Oh my God. Could you even imagine?
That's called karma.
That's the one you should watch. He has since, by the way, gotten it downsized.
Oh, okay. He called up Dr. Dubrow, said,
I botched. Fixed. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, botched.
It's probably on TV too. He loves the fame. So maybe, like you said, he gets what he deserved. He then went to work at the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was the greeter.
No way.
Mm-hmm. He was.
That is so weird because, like, there's nothing sexy about his story, like, at all. And people that go to the Bunny Ranch want to, like, get some.
I know. But back in the day, he was a handsome guy. Let me tell you something else really quick. I forgot to tell you. He was in the Marines. And then by the time that she had cut his junk off, he was discharged. And I speculate he was discharged because he was abusing her and they kind of found out about it. I could be wrong. But he didn't hold down a job. So Lorena was the only one that was working for the family.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is clear to me now that John can't really hold down a job. He didn't really hold down the bunny job, even being a fucking greeter. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very familiar with this personality.
Yeah, it is a personality.
It's always, it's that personality where it's like, it's everybody else has the problem.
That's 100% what it
is. Yeah.
Yeah. John went on to marry two other women and have girlfriends where he also abused them. Mm. He spent time in jail for it. And every time, John has an excuse as to why these women are lying and doing it for media attention. So presently, John lives in northern Las Vegas, and according to Refinery 29, he searches for treasures hidden by Forrest Fenn. Do you know what that is? You might know.
No, I sort of know. Yeah.
I think you might know because like 1 month ago, somebody actually found the $1 million treasure in Colorado. Do you remember this?
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, I told you about it.
How does he make a living? I don't know. I always am so curious. How do people pay their bills?
Let me tell you how he pays his bills. He got in a car accident and has been collecting unemployment disability, right? For years. One more and very important thing I wanted to note is that in 1994, they finally passed the Violence Against Women Act, in which they put over $1.5 billion into prosecuting the abusers and having places for women to go. So also, this is what I want to say, and it's like very serious. If you or someone you know is being abused, please seek help. And no, you're not alone. So there is assistance, there is shelter, and there is protection now. And you can call the domestic abuse hotline at 1-800-799-7233. And if you are unable to speak because of any rich reason, you can also text the word LOVEYS, LOVIES, to 1-866-331-9474, and they will help you without anybody knowing. Which is really scary that we have to be that conscientious, but I think people being abused do have to be that aware of their, you know, way to get out.
Well, it's a really complicated situation.
It is. It is a really complicated situation. Yeah,
when you are beaten down to the point where, like, you don't even have the self-esteem to leave. It takes time. It takes time to get into that situation, and it takes time to get out.
That's right. And I think you're in a real vulnerable situation when you do get out, because I think when you are ready to get out, you have to be ready to fully abandon.
Well, I don't know the exact. Yeah, I don't know the exact statistic, but I do know it, the most dangerous time for women in abusive relationships is like within 2 weeks of leaving.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it has to be. Has to be real. So they have to be.
Yeah,
ready.
You got
to
really plan it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to plan it also when you're being so controlled. Like these people watch your every move. And I mean, it's scary. And, you know.
Okay. So but what's Lorena up to these days?
So Lorena is this, she's, I think she's probably what now in her early 50s. And she switched her hair to blonde.
That's working for me.
Yeah, it's working for both of us. And she has a daughter. She never remarried, but she stayed with her partner forever. She's still with him.
Okay. I hope he's real sweet to her.
I think so. And she's an advocate. And I think she's trying to do what she does. So she made a Lifetime movie where she tells her story, that actually just came out.
Oh,
I think in maybe this year, actually 2020. And then there was another movie on Amazon Prime called Lorena, where it's more of like a documentary and they have John and her talk.
Yeah.
And that one, I feel like, told more of both sides of the story. The one with her is called I Was Lorena Bobbitt. And she tells like it a very her side, which I think is fine. It's her story, you know, but she does leave out the part where she has to go to the mental institute for 45 days at the end.
Well, I hope that mental institution was like one of those ones where you get like painting classes,
the
and
fancy
like
ones,
yoga,
yeah.
And not like one of those ones where you're like in the like padded room with the straitjacket.
Oh, I know, right?
Because the other way sounds kind of nice.
Yeah,
like I could go mental.
Yeah. So I think she's living her best life now. Got out of the situation.
I would like to hear if Howard Stern has an updated status. Like, I'd like to hear an interview with him.
Yeah, where he can be like, maybe I was wrong.
Maybe that was a bad call. Yeah, I've evolved.
John Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me look it up.
You know, I like Howard, right? I mean, just going off of like, as of, you know, current.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm not like Chrissy. So somebody can say like one thing that I don't agree with and I'm not like, oh, I can never listen to you again. Blah, 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 blah. But I do remember when he made that. Did you ever watch that movie, Private Parts?
Yes.
It's really like a love story between him and his wife.
Yeah.
And then like a hot minute later, they got divorced and he went out and was like, oh, no, she was actually kind of a bitch. And now he's married to this chick, Beth Stern, who I cannot find one thing wrong with her.
I know. Okay. So I will tell you, I just looked it up. There's an article in the Washington Post and it says, meet the new Howard Stern. He'd like to make amends for the old Howard Stern.
Oh, good. Good.
And he says that he has watched some of his old Letterman appearances. And he can't even look at the person that he was. He's a better person now. And I hope so. I mean, come on. I don't think he would be like that now. I've listened to him recently and I think we've all evolved. I mean, for goodness freaking sakes. Like,
yeah. I mean, we're party to that too. I mean, we didn't know the whole story.
No.
We took the... She bobbed it and ran with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're.
I mean, but who wouldn't, right? You're like, holy
yeah, no,
shit.
we were just, you know.
But
yeah.
They also said it's like women at the time were like, fuck yeah. Like, I would like to do that. If, you know, like, they're like, if my guy cheated on me, I'd cut his dick off too, you know?
No.
It's just, it is like, one of those things. You can't, like, can you believe she actually did it?
Like, no, so I mean, I'm too squeamish. I think I've wanted to, like, slash some tires before, but never any actual violence. But no one's ever abused me like that before either. So, like, who knows?
So that knife had to be so sharp, though. She was like, could you imagine? It was like a slice that the urologist and the surgeon that put it back together was like, she did a really nice clean cut. So that's the story for the week, Gretchy.
All right.
Not a murder.
Not a murder.
And one that everybody quasi knew.
Remember, who was that? That one rapper or something said he was going to murder someone's vagina.
I don't
remember
know.
That. Well, I'm just saying that just reminded me of that.
But, you know, speaking of that, they just covered the female mutilation. What is that called?
Female genital mutilation.
Yes, female genital mutilation. So there's.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Did you know we didn't even have an act to protect that?
Oh, from people doing that here?
Yes. And that people do it here. They said that over 500,000 girls are in the United States have been mutilated like that.
If you don't know what it is, it's basically like female circumcision. And it's a cultural thing. Lots of cultures believe in doing it. And it is usually done in really unsanitary conditions. And it is if you have a clitoris, then you know it sounds real fucked up.
Okay, let's move on to some more positive notes. We got some reviews. Cause... You guys, thank you so much for your reviews. We are trying to get up there. So if you have Apple, please review us. Also, we are on Patreon. We give you extra content. That's where it's on.
That's where it's on.
And I will shout out some people that gave us good reviews because we love that. Also, before I do that, find us on Facebook, Housewives of True Crime group, Housewives True Crime regular. And if you're into the keto or low carb or just want to fucking talk about,
I know,
you know,
anything,
eating junk
diet. Yeah.
We're Housewives of True Crime on crack.
I mean keto.
Keto. So first shout out, love you girls from Melissa H. in New Brunswick, Texas. Oh my goodness. My mother-in-law just told me to go check out that area. She liked it so much.
Oh, yeah. I know all about that area.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
it's like
that?
It's like some kind of a Danish town or some shit. They got the river that goes through it.
The
right?
River runs through it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because one of my husband's bosses lives there in Texas.
Oh, well, listen, Texas has lots of cases of COVID and I bet you they're not opening schools. So we are not moving there.
Yeah.
But I am thinking we maybe need to move somewhere that has a school that's open.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So Melissa H, thank you so much from Texas. Luna, love the name, girl. Mm-hmm. The best. She says she loves our banter. That's really nice. She says, I binged all the episodes as soon as I found this one. And my fiance now says clink, clink. That's fun.
Clink, clink, Phil.
Sherry, 7 minutes in heaven. Did we do that one already?
Yeah, we did.
We recorded early this year or this week. Okay, so we only have two. So if you guys would like, give us some more. We love that. And then I think that's all for today, Gretchy.
Alrighty.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.